And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful, beautiful, beautiful state in the nation. That would be this one, Alabama. I'm talking about this show sends its signal like so far down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, all the way back east towards Gadsden, and parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, I'm going to move on now to the third of my dippers. I'm getting all three done today, Boone. All three dippers. Plus, thank you.
You don't even get the other. I'm giving you the
just
applause.
The hand clap from yes. Boomer. Thank you very much.
And a great grade from John, I'm sure.
I hope so. Because yesterday you and I both got B's and McQueen won. I don't understand.
She bragged about it all night.
Did
she?
Hey, listen, I tell you what, before I go any further, I got to tell you, we're really proud to have on board one of our newest sponsors is Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics all over the North Alabama area. They are in Gadsden, Anniston, Atala. They got five locations around the Birmingham area. Two newest ones are in Chelsea and Hoover. I hear there's more coming. But Southern Immediate Care, I mean, they're open 7 days a week. So, I mean, golly, you wake up on a Saturday morning, you don't feel good, or one of the kids has got a fever, what do? Southern Immediate Care. Find one. Just go to their website. Find one in your locale. You can walk in. The places are always clean. The staffs are always friendly. You can do x-rays and immunizations right there on spot. They see any age patient. I'm just telling you, Southern Immediate Care. By the way, this is who I use. In the Gadsden area, I use Southern Immediate Care. And I know the owner of the chain. I mean, I consider him to be a friend. And he's somebody who I think that y'all would enjoy knowing if you did. But the bottom line is this. If you need immediate care any day of the week, Southern Immediate Care, check them out. And when you go in there, if you're filling out your paperwork for the first time, tell them, hey, I heard about y'all on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that very much. All right, I'm going to number three on the triple dipper. I call this social contagion. So social contagion, what is that? Well, you know, you think of a contagion as being a disease, an epidemic, a thing a sickness that you catch because it's spread from one to another. It's contagious. Well, there's a new social contagion right now, and it's the transgender movement, and especially among kids. What they're doing to children right now in the name of, you know, transitioning, I really believe that we're going to see, in years to come, we're going to see massive litigation about this. Well, it's already begun. And then where I got the name social contagion is from a young lady who just recently made known that she is filing suit against the doctors who did things to her that she says are now irreversible, and that she cannot believe they treated her as a minor like this. And she called it a social contagion. And when I saw the name, when I saw what she said, I thought, that's the name of the dipper. I'm going to make that the name. So this young lady, she's from North Carolina. Her name is Precia Mosley. She was just 16 years old, and she was put on a path to medical transition from being female to allegedly being male. She says in her lawsuit that healthcare officials, they lied to her. They told her she could become a boy. They told her that she would grow body parts to help her be a boy. And they also withheld information about the stresses and the permanent damage that she could incur from the treatments they were administering. Now she's 25 years old. She's trying to detransition. But she was given testosterone injections. She underwent a double mastectomy as a teenager. She now has a deeper voice, facial hair, a damaged, you know, damaged body parts, and she doesn't know she'll ever be able to have children. She says they lied when they told her that she was actually a boy. They lied when they told her that injecting testosterone to her body would solve her numerous profound mental and psychological health problems. They also lied by omission, because they withheld critical information from her about the long-term health consequences of what she was facing. Here's her words. She says, "No one has the right to sterilize a child or someone in mental distress." She said, she talked about sanctuary states and the fact that they're luring kids in. She says that as a 25-year-old that she was offered that transgender care, they call it, to minors and that it was harmful. And she likened the uptick that we're seeing in this as a social contagion. God bless her. But she's right. I mean, first of all, I look at it and go, okay, first of all, where were the parents? Where were the parents because surely they didn't let a 16-year-old sign the medical forms. So, yeah, I do blame the parents. Ah, well, she was 16 years old, Phil. She knew what she was getting into. No, she didn't. No, she didn't. There's no way. Boomer's shaking his head no, too. There's no way. Why do I know that? Because the law says so. What do you mean by that? As an attorney, I can tell you, the law does not allow a level of competency to be ascribed to a 16-year-old to make legal and or major medical decisions. About the most a 16-year-old can do is walk into the school nurse's office and ask for an aspirin. That's about it. And even then, you better have something on file from the parent that says it's okay to give them an aspirin. Listen, this is, we have laws against statutory rape. What is that? I talk about it, you know, I've said it before on the show. Statutory rape is the allegedly consensual sexual relations between a person over the age of majority and one who is under the age of majority. Why is that a crime? Because it is deemed as a matter of law that a child does not have the capability to consent to those relations and that the adult took advantage. So when an adult doctor looks at a child and says, we're going to cut off your breasts and that's going to make you better, and we're going to give you lots and lots and lots of medicines that will drastically alter your body chemistry, it's going to make you better. And the child goes, okay, you're the doctor. You know things. That child has just been preyed upon by someone who should have known better. And that's what she says in her lawsuit. She's now suing for millions of dollars worth of damages. Suit was filed just recently in Tarrant County District Court in Texas. And she says that she hopes that this is the next step in her own journey. She's decided to seek justice from the legal system and hold my healthcare providers accountable and hopefully serve as a warning to other doctors and therapists not to do this to anyone else. I say, you go, girl. And I say, you go, girl, because that's what she is. She's a girl. In the eyes of God, that's a girl. And she knows it, too. She's detransitioning now. She realizes that there were things done to her when she was an immature teenager that never should have been allowed to happen. And, folks, I'm telling you, I totally agree with the phrase she used. The uptick that we're seeing in what they call trans-identifying youth is a social contagion. We are fostering it. We are promoting it. We're like stirring it up. I say we, not we as in you and I, because I don't think this audience is. But it is being allowed to happen by leadership in our culture. There are other countries. Boomer, grab the mic. You just told me, who was it that just banned it today? You said you saw that.
Oh, man. Okay, so Putin just banned
Russia.
Like, that's really the first thing I agree with Putin. Way to go.
So Putin signed some form of executive order and banned this transitioning in Russia.
Yeah. And there was another place as well.
So we're behind
Russia
now.
Yes, and another country. I just don't remember the other country.
Another European country, wasn't it?
I believe it was another European country.
Well, you know, in the state of Alabama, we have a law that was put on the books, and I'm very proud. I mean, I fuss at our legislature sometimes. I feel like I've earned the right to fuss. I served there. But at the same time, they do some great things. And by and large, I've been pretty pleased with especially their social agendas. And in Alabama, in 2022, we passed what's called the VCAP Act, the Vulnerable Child Compassion and Protection Act. VCAP is what we call it. VCAP went into a place to prevent doctors in Alabama from doing these transition surgeries and medical treatments with hormone blockers and puberty blockers and all of it. Now, immediately, radicals filed suit. Parents who believe that their children need this filed suit. And Judge Lyles Burke, and I've met Judge Burke, he's a good guy, but Judge Lyles Burke did put an injunction on as to the he put an injunction on the law as to the medicines, meaning you can't stop the medicines yet. But I believe that, if I'm not mistaken, the surgery aspect is still currently blocked. Story here on U.S. News and World Report, the trial over Alabama's transgender care ban for minors delayed until 2024. So the judge just recently signed an order saying that, that trial on this issue is not going to happen until April of 2024, allowing more time for the parties to have to, you know, do discovery, basically, and get documents swapped back and forth. I'm not sure why it takes that long. That's 2 years of discovery. What are they looking for? I don't know. But the reality is it's either wrong or it's not. But here's the question I have. Where does this social contagion end? Are there any places where you're allowed to just say, you know, not here? What's going to be a matter of state law? But then what happens when you have organizations? They're not truly bound by state law, but they start heading down roads and you realize, hold on a second, we're an Alabama chapter of a national organization and the national organization just made some decisions we do not agree with at all. Story here on the Daily Signal. Daughters of the American Revolution revolt against the inclusion of biological men. Where does this end? Daughters of the American Revolution. Well, that would be the Daughters of the American Revolution. The DAR has been around for more than 120 years, y'all. The DAR, it's basically, if you're not familiar, the DAR, the Daughters of the American Revolution, is an organization designed for historic preservation, education, patriotism. And they basically, you have to be a member. Do you have to prove your descent from someone who served in the Revolution? And then in doing that, since it's the Daughters of the American Revolution, you have to be a biological female. Except that now we're questioning what's going to happen because they just went through a national conference and sort of somebody slipped in an amendment to their membership policies that seems to have added verbiage that could be interpreted now to say it's not a biological woman, it's someone who's like recognized as a woman. Are there any safe places left? And you know, stand by. We can't have it coming to our churches because then it becomes a faith-based question. It's going to be a mess. But then you have to watch out for these things, this social contagion. You have to watch stuff like Daily Wire has a piece. Came out yesterday. Summer camps embrace gender theory and trans inclusion and critical race theory. Summer camps. Now, not every summer camp is a, you know, church camp or a Christian-run organization's camp. The American Camp Association, there's an association for everything, apparently. The American Camp Association, an organization of 10,000 summer camp professionals, is one of the groups that has now embedded left-wing theories on race and gender into their operations. The ACA's 2023 National Conference, which took place in February, included one session titled Trans Inclusion in Overnight Programs. Yeah. Best practices for overnight camps striving to be welcoming spaces for trans and gender nonconforming campers and staff. So you send your kid to summer camp. You may find out their camp counselor staying in the cabin with them is really a biological dude in a girls' camp or a biological woman in a girls' camp. Or the other way around, boys' camp. Thank you very much. How do you keep it straight? I need to keep it straight.
You can't. I mean, I get confused trying
who's
to
who's on first? Anyway, campers are given the opportunity to disrupt societal constraints and stereotypes and traditional perceptions of what it means to be a boy or a girl. Listen, if we're having to pay attention to things like can't send your kids to summer camp anymore, if you can't even be a member of the Daughters of the American Revolution without having a dude sitting next to you in the meeting, or more than anything, if you're a child who believes that your doctor knows what he's talking about or she's talking about because they're a doctor, they know. And what they're really doing is with a profit motive, trying to find a way to put you into a surgical position that you don't need to be in. It's a social contagion, y'all. All right, Boomer, I ran long, brother. We'll take that break right now. We'll take the break, come right back, put a lid on this one, putting a lid on the week. It's Friday afternoon, go home time. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right, making common sense a superpower. Hey, welcome to Go Home Time. Y'all be careful on the roads out there. Looking like a hazy Friday evening. May have some rain coming through parts of North Alabama. But I hope you have an amazing weekend. Hey, let me tell you, by the way, before I go any further, ZLA Solutions, they've been with us since this show started. But ZLA Solutions is like epic good at helping businesses find the solutions they need to make their businesses better. I mean, ZLA, they can come in, they can help you with things like your quality control, your sorting and containment, your logistics, your warehousing. But they, I always say, their bread and butter remains staffing. Putting people and jobs together, that's what they do, and they do it so well. And they're doing it with big-name employers all over North Alabama and beyond. So if you need people, y'all, if you need people for your business, I'm just telling you, take a look. ZLA Solutions, their website is zlausa.com. That's ZLA Solutions at zlausa.com. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing for you if you need it. They can get you what I always say is blue collar, white collar, or no collar. It don't matter. You just tell them what you need, and they'll be on the hunt. But yeah, ZLA Solutions at zlausa.com. Friends of mine who I believe in, and I believe you will too. I got a bunch of text messages over here. Let's get a few before we run out of time here. Boom. Talking about had a gathering earlier. You know, we talked about having Chef Ben do some cooking for us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And Roughly Ann says she'll bring the potato salad.
Oh, there we go.
Roughly Ann from Huntsville. Brian, oh, wait, Chef Ben also chimed in with something. He sent me, I don't know what it is. It's telling me, I think, well, hey, Chef Ben, he sent me a video of himself driving down the road. But we're glad, and he gave us a thumbs up. Good on you. Where I met him, I believe he was cooking. He cooked the dinner when I spoke for the 82nd Airborne Vulcan Chapter's gathering. He was a chef that night. Man, it was just, it was some good eating. Brian from Huntsville talking about the NIL stuff with athletes, boom.
Oh, yeah.
He says, it's called the PASS Act. He says, male NIL athletes can give kickbacks to professors for passing grades, but not females because they get NIL for endorsements. What? What's he saying to us? I don't know.
Again, I would have to do a lot more research on the NIL stuff because it's so just, there's so many different things. I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, I don't either. All I know is that makes a good point. John from Brownsboro got a legal question. He says, and I think this relates to what happened to Trump. He says, if you wipe out private conversations you took in your own home from your own security because you suspected nefarious individuals may try to get the recordings and uncover the details of your campaign or actions to use against you, is it prudent or illegal? And I hate to say this, but the phraseology we use in the legal world is, it depends. If you or I had a security camera in our house and, you know, we decided, we're going to just delete that. We can save the server space or whatever. No big deal.
Right.
In Alabama, it depends on your state. In Alabama, only one person has to know a conversation is being recorded for it to be legal. There's that. But then in the question of Trump, the question becomes, was he on notice that he should have done certain things or supplied certain information and he chose to try and hide it from the authorities who had already asked for it or made known that they wanted it? That's the question. So, yeah, John, it depends on the situation at hand. Badger from Athens, if she wins, the bandwagon starts rolling and this may stop the doctor scared of the lawsuit. I hope so, man, talking about the young lady in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
JT from Lacey Springs. I believe the daily grading y'all get is flawed. A program that has hundreds of texters, thousands of listeners, tens of thousands of downloaders should never receive less than an A any day. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. And then John texts in. You get massive amounts of extra credit points. Boomer delivered an ample amount of sound effects. I felt like everything. I was he trying to say to us, A plus. We got A plus. And he gives himself a C minus? What? All right. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll see you guys Monday. Have an amazing weekend. Right Side Ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right.